Lord, hear the prayers of your people. May we, who celebrate the birth of your Son as man, rejoice in the gift of eternal life when he comes in glory, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Please be seated.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth. The virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He'll be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of David of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, will also conceive the son in her old age. And this is the sixth month of her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. So it's great reminder every Christmas time, John Baptist the Lazar expect that we celebrate the feast of the Lord, his birth. And just so mentioned, it's a feast day of the family of God. It's first of all, the family of Lazar, but also a bigger family. We do not belong only to Lazar, but to the church and the whole world. We're worldwide, big family. Not only that, we have to love our family members. Just mention your representative of student. He said, we have to love all people, especially those next to you, your classmates. They need your help. The word, "Can I help you?" is very beautiful. The word is positive. You take your first step, "Can I help you?" But wait to others say, "Can you help me?" Not too late, but too little. But you say, "Can I help you?" That's the best. And Jesus did it already. He come. He just give a helping hand without asking. He is doing the right thing. On the other hand, we say our neighbor. Who is our neighbor? The one who in need of our help. Of course, those next to you, we have to help. But those people who expect for listening, for your care, for your smile. Do it. Don't say, I'm sorrowful, I cannot smile. You don't smile to your thing. You smile to the person next to you. They need your smile. So let us celebrate this Christmas this year. Renew ourselves, like Christ, being always the first one to love. And try to love unconditionally. Thank you.